Sechet Yuma, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Hay. Torah Shel Sachar, Haitakreva, Ein Dam, Levar. The Torah Shel Sachar was brought after the Zrikat Adam of the Tamei Shel Sachar, and before the Akravat Evarim of the Tamei Shel Sachar. Although the Evarim were not brought directly after the Tamei, as the Hatavat Aneris was done first, and following that, the Akravat Evarim. Shel Bein Harbayim, the Tamei that was brought in the evening, Bein Evarim Lanesachim, was brought after the Akravat Evarim of the Tamei Shel Bein Harbayim, and before the Nesachim that were brought with the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim. Im haya Kohen Gadol Zakeinu Istinis, if the Kohen Gadol was old or sensitive to cold water, was unable to be tovel in very cold water, Mechamen Lo Chamen, iron bars were heated up before Yom HaKippurim, Umatilin L'toch HaTzonein, and on Yom HaKippurim these iron bars were put into the mikvah, Kidei Shatapak Tzinasim, in order to take away a little bit of the cold. Even though it is asur midrabanan to put these iron bars that were heated up into cold water, because ayidei putting them into cold water, you're strengthening them, but there's a klal ain't split by migdash. Any isur midrabanan is not prohibited in the Beit HaMikdash if it is needed for the avoda. Sechet Yuma, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Hevi uhu lebeit haparva. The Kohen Gadol was brought to the lishka called Beit HaParva. He was brought there in order to be tovel. Uba kodesh haisa. Beit HaParva was in the Azara. This was done after he finished all the avoda that he did in the morning, which included the korban tamid, the ketores, and the musaf. And now he had to change his clothes into the big day lavan, which he used to do the special avoda in Yom HaKippurim. So therefore, he had to be tovel, because every time the Kohen Gadol changed his clothes in Yom HaKippurim, he was tovel once, and he washed his hands and his feet twice. Parasulo sadin shabutz beino lebein ha'am. A linen sheet was spread between him and the Am. The reason being, we said before, was to remind the Kohen Gadol that now he's going to be putting on his big day lavan, which are made out of boots, which is linen. Kidei shedav veraglav upashat. He washed his hands and his feet, and he took off the clothes. The first kidei shedayim veraglaim, according to the Rabbanan, were lekavod, the clothes that he was taking off, which are the big days of the eight begotten that he wore all year round. And the second kiddush adayim v'raglayim is l'kavod, the new clothes that he's putting on. Rav Meir Omer, Pashat, kiddush yadav v'raglayim. Rav Meir says, first he takes off the old clothes, the shmona begotten, and then he washes his hands and feet. Because Rav Meir says both kiddush adayim v'raglayim that he does when he changes his clothes were l'kavod, the new clothes that he's putting on now. Yarad v'tava, he went down and was tova. Allah finished tapak. He went out of the mikvah and he dried himself off. He viu lo big day lavan. He was brought the big day lavan, which are the linen clothes, which are ksonet mechmesayim avnei amitznefes, the four begadim that a kohen hedi years wears all year round. Lavash the kiddush yadav v'raglav. He puts them on and he's mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim. He washes his hands and feet.